Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is day 34 of our 50 days of blessings, and we have been having an amazing time sharing the word of God and inspiring one another, inspiring our faith, inspiring our hopes, inspiring our dreams, and taking hold of all that God has made available for us. I want to begin reading from Genesis chapter 26 and verse 12. And this is the testimony about the man Isaac. It says, "Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." Praise the Lord. Now, you have to begin from verse 1 to get the backstory, but picking it up from verse 12 is good enough. It talks about how Isaac increased in greatness. What is greatness? Greatness is the power, the honor, the influence that God gives to a man. What the man is able to do, the honor that is accorded to him because of the work of God in his life, his wealth, his prosperity, his impact. That is what greatness is. And verse 13 says, "The man waxed great. He went forward and grew until he became very great." In other words, there was an increase of greatness in his life. Do you know that that is something that the Lord does? He increases our greatness. No matter where you start from in life, God takes you on to the next level. He advances you. He increases your greatness for the sake of his kingdom. As a child of God, everything that belongs to you is at the disposal of the master. And so the more he lifts you up, the more he's able to help others through you, the more he's able to build up others through you. So God is interested in increasing your greatness. And you find almost those same words in Psalm 71 and verse 21. It says, "Thou shalt increase my greatness." Hallelujah. "Thou shalt increase my greatness." We just saw what he did in Isaac's life. Isaac became great. He went forward and then he grew until he became very great. So he increased in greatness. He increased in his impact. He increased in his honor. Now you see here that it is God that did that increase. "Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want us to also read Psalm 18 and verse 35. I'll read it first from the King James, and then I'll read it from the New International Version. It says, "Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great." Oh, praise the Lord. God wants to increase your greatness. Remember, it was God that appeared to Abraham and said, "I will make you great. I will make you great." So God is the one that makes a man great. He desires to make you great. Listen, it makes no difference where you started from. Where you woke up from this morning, God can make you great. And not only make you great, he will increase your greatness. Oh, praise the Lord. Imagine you have been at a certain level of impact, a certain level of influence. The Lord can increase your greatness. Yes, for the sake of his kingdom, he will increase your greatness. Now, why do we share these things with you? So that your eyes will become open to what God is doing in your life and what God wants to do in your life. And so that you will embrace it and begin to walk in it. If you were impacted by the word of God in such a way that you could be a blessing to more people, don't you think that would be good for the kingdom of God? Don't you think that would be something good for our nation? It would be great, because whatever is committed to you, you will use it for the good of others. So it's people like you that the Lord wants to make great. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 84 and verse 6. From verse 5. Let me start from verse 5. It says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee." Hallelujah. "In whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." Now look at verse 7. It says, "They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God." Did you notice that? He said they go from strength to strength. Now we just saw Isaac becoming great, advancing until he became very great. Now we see something else here about the blessing of God. He says, "That man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them," he goes from strength to strength. So he's increasing your greatness. He's increasing your strength. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is what God wants to do in your life. I want to read one more scripture. And this is telling us about a particular king of Israel who God so favored and blessed. Oh, praise the Lord. I want to read from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And I want to read from verse 14 so that you get the name of this particular king. It says, "And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you notice that this man was so blessed to invent many things that advanced his kingdom, moved his territory forward? The Bible says his name spread far abroad. Why did all these things happen? Why was he able to come up with those inventions? Why was he able to build Jerusalem? It says he was marvelously helped. Marvelously helped, wondrously helped, miraculously helped till he was strong. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord is doing that in your life. If you're listening to me today, this is the work of God in your life. Just as Uzziah was miraculously helped, the Lord is miraculously helping you. You're on your way somewhere this morning, or you're at home pondering what to do next about life and its circumstances. I want you to know that this message has located you as one that God is helping. He's going to make you great. He's going to make you strong. Glory to God. If you're not yet born again, even though you are not born again, the Lord has chosen you to hear these words. Yes, and to take a hold of them for your life. So today you must give your heart to Christ. As soon as I'm done, I'm going to be having one of my pastors share the word of God with you and lead you to Christ in the Bible way. Receive Christ and let his plan start in you. You say, what is his plan? I just read to you. He says, Uzziah was miraculously helped until he was strong. The Lord is miraculously helping you. You're going to encounter people, circumstances, and information in an unusual way in the next few days, beginning from today, in the next few days, that will alter the course of your life, the trajectory of your life. You will come in contact with that person or that information or that opportunity that will totally transform your life. And from there on, you will begin another journey of greatness. If things have been so well for you, what if you got better? What if God was able to commit more to you? How much more people would you help? How much more impact would you make? I want you to know that God's plan is to increase your greatness. God's plan is to help you miraculously, supernaturally, until you are very strong. For you, it is from grace to grace. It is from strength to strength, from one level of greatness to another, from one level of honor to another. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. And remember, we are coming to you on Friday, September 12, 2025, with a night of blessings. That is that special night for the confirmation and the conferment and the impartation of blessings into your life. Make sure that you are there. Plan now to be there. Many people are coming from different parts of the world, different parts of the country. They are booking their tickets and planning to be there. You must be there. Glory be to God. Call us on telephone or send us an SMS to the number 090-764-15312. Or go to our website, anightofblessings.org. Find out how to reserve your seat. Find out how to make a reservation on the bus. Find out about the car parking. If you are coming with your car, where can you park? What about the security? What about other arrangements you may need to make? Call now and find out. I want to hear from you. Yes. And do you know, when you call in, share your expectation. Give us a prayer request. We have been praying for every single person who has reserved a seat for the night of blessing. And I want your name to be among those we are praying over. Call now. Let me hear from you. Now, just stay tuned for a moment. Pastor George is going to share some important thoughts with you on the program and also lead you to Christ if you are not yet born again. Today is the beginning of your journey of greatness. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Man, for your words of blessings to us today. We declare that we are marvelously, wondrously, miraculously helped of God. Thank you, ma'am. Now, to you, our listeners, I'm sure you received today's words of blessing from our dear pastor, Deola Phillips. She said, be aware and embrace the fact that the Lord can and wants to increase your greatness. And as you walk in this consciousness, you'll find that he takes you from strength to strength. Glory to God. Thank you and God bless you. Now, if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, please pray this prayer of salvation after me, but mean it from the bottom of your heart. Say, O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I'm born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations, you're now born again. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for these ones who just prayed the prayer of salvation. Let the name of Jesus be named upon them. Thank you, Father, for by your Spirit and by your word, this one shall fulfill your plans and purposes for their lives, and they shall be made ready for the rapture of the church. We give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And if you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, let me pray for you that you receive the Holy Spirit right now. I pray and I declare that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you receive the Holy Spirit now. Receive him now. It is done unto you now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. So congratulations once again. But we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you just gave your heart to Christ, because we do have some resources to send to you to help you grow as a Christian and begin to enjoy your life of blessings that the Lord has made available to you. Now, if you have questions, if you have prayer requests or testimonies from these 50 days of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, please reach us on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. When you reach us, we'll be glad to provide you with appropriate responses. Thank you and God bless you. Now, remember to keep a date with us at a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, this is going to be a special night for you. It's a night of miracles, a night of transformation, a night of worship, a night of the word, a night of praise. It's a night that you will never forget, a night of blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips, coming up on Friday, September 12th, 2025, starting from 6 p.m. till dawn at the Tafa Balewa Square. Now, for your free seat reservations or information about parking, security, and other information about the program, please go online to anightofblessings.org. And we do have free bus shuttle arrangements to bring you from where you are to the venue of the program. So please call us or send us an SMS on our number, that's 0907-641-5312. And if you have other inquiries, please let us know when you reach us on that number. Thank you so much, and we look forward to you joining us every day of this week at 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. for another glorious broadcast. Thank you. And God bless you.
Christ Embassy presents A Night of Blessings with Pastor Deola Phillips on Friday, the 12th of September, 2025.
From 6 p.m. at the Tafawa Balewa Square, TBS, Lagos Island.
It will be a time of total restoration and transformation.
Free bus shuttles will be available all over Lagos.
Get ready to experience an outpouring of blessings like never before.
For seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttles.
Remember, for seat reservations, please visit anightofblessings.org or call 090-764-15312 for inquiries and bus shuttle. See you there.